Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Sunday nights, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
People say we don't need this war, but I say there's some things worth fighting for. What about our freedom?
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I don't know if you've noticed, but Dusty has done a fantastic job with changing up our music. This evening, he's kind of tweaked the music to reflect the Memorial Day holiday. So, Dusty, thank you. You've done a yeoman's job with finding Memorial Day music. So, thank you. The studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. With us now is our Sedgwick County Clerk, Kelly Arnold. Kelly, thank you for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you. Happy Memorial Day, John, to you and your listeners. It's great to be here.
Likewise. Thanks for joining us. So, you know, as we were talking during the break there, I had forgotten you are actually, so you're the chair of the CAPERS board, is that right?
Yeah, one of the duties I serve on is I'm the chairman of the Kansas Public Pension, which is CAPERS, and we oversee the investments of about our $20 billion fund and direction of the program.
So this is completely off topic about why I wanted to have you come in. But so walk me through the logic then, if you can. And again, Republicans trying to figure out Laura Kelly logic is like monumental. I mean, that's a very difficult thing to figure out Laura Kelly logic. But can you try and explain to me what her thought process might have been in vetoing that $51 million payment to CAPERS?
Well, it's really frustrating just as a member of CAPERS, but to see her as somebody who campaigned on somebody who's going to be here to support the teachers, and every time she has an opportunity to help CAPERS, she's basically walked away from that. The state legislature appropriated $51 million for CAPERS. It's basically money that was going to be in excess of what the budget was, and she vetoed it. And ultimately, what that's going to now do is create a $141 million liability to the taxpayers.
So had we paid the 50, but since we didn't, it costs actually
141. Yeah.
See, this is what I just don't understand. You're right. I mean, it's like vetoing the extra payments to the school money that she vetoed. This is another one where she campaigned one way, and the same thing with lowering the sales tax on food. She campaigns one way, she governs another way. Go back to during the session when she tried to do the amortization, that had like a $7 billion price tag. And you guys, the CAPERS board, if I'm wrong, not wrong, it's bipartisan. It's Democrats and Republicans. You unanimously rejected that idea.
Yeah, we're a bipartisan board representing Democrats, Republicans, teachers, state employees. We as a group said, you know, we have been on a path to 2033 is the date to try to get CAPERS fully funded. And here the governor is going to have a major push, and she's going to do it again to try to have Kansas pension re-amortized. Really what that does is reduce the amount of money that is put into the public pension and really kicks that can down the road for, you know, future people to deal with. And it's something that we have decided we could deal with this now. Let's keep on track, and she wants to reverse that.
I know we're off topic a little bit, but just to remind, you know, I remember when they were rolling out doing the sales pitch on this deal, and it was like the comments were, it was no big deal. It's just like, you know, deferring a mortgage payment, was that an accurate description, or is this as bad as some were making it out?
That is what they kind of made it out as, you know, we're just, you know, extended a mortgage payment.
Right.
What you're doing is you're putting the burden back on the future of our, you know, legislators, to our children, and there's ultimately going to be less money in the fund for our retirees and future retirees.
Okay. Well, and again, we got off topic, but since you were here and you happened to mention that, I wanted the listeners to understand that that is a bigger issue than I think what some were trying to make it out to be. And I appreciate having you here. So yeah,
it's really a big issue for our teachers.
Pivoting to kind of what, you know, I wanted to talk about, I know you've been involved in multiple campaigns. You just retired from being the head of the Kansas Republican Party. You were chair of the party for, 6 years, something like that. And thank you, by the way, did a phenomenal job. But I know you've been involved in city, state, national campaigns. So what do you see? I mean, how do you see the GOP faring looking at 2020? What's your gut? How does it show
our outcome? Well, I think it's bright. You know, with the leadership of Donald Trump and what he's done on a national level to help continue to pave the way is going to give an opening for us Republicans here in Kansas to make gains, both in the legislature, both the House and the Senate's going to be up. You have a U.S. Senate seat that's going to be open the first time since 2010, which is going to be one of the major races here in Kansas that we'll be working on, trying to make sure that the Republican Party has the best nominee for that position. And we're going to go ahead and continue to fight and win back the 3rd Congressional District, too.
Now, you know, I have to ask, I've got it written here on my screen. I don't know if you can see it. I've got this little sentence here that says Arnold for Senate ? I have to ask that question. Am I going to see any Kelly Arnold for Senate yard signs anywhere?
You're not the first one to ask, but I have quickly said that I have other things I'm working on.
Okay. Well, and along those lines, you know, you've kind of hinted in the past that you might work on a national campaign this cycle. Is that possible?
Well, I'll just say this, that, you know, I'm going to be working to make sure all of our Republicans are elected up and down the ballot. And President Trump's campaign and is going to be a top priority for us, something we can work on here in Kansas, but we can also work in other states as well to make sure he wins the right amount of electoral votes that he's going to need.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I think right now, it's interesting, and I'm curious to get your take, and we're going to talk. I've talked to a number of other guests over the last few weeks about the Democrat side of this, but, I mean, the 24, I think it's 24, maybe 25 person.
I think three more joined since I drove over here.
Yeah, I mean, the clown car that is the Democrat shrum, or whatever you want to call it over there. Who do you think emerges, and what do you? I mean, they're it's really funny to watch. It's laughable.
You know, for a for the Democrat Party, it'll be interesting to see who they ultimately nominate. But I have a feeling that it's going to be somebody like a Joe Biden. You know, I almost think it's his to lose. You know, the Democrats are going to default to that. Although the problem is the Democrats going so far left. They're trying to be so progressive, and they're trying to out-left each other. And ultimately, I think that's going to hurt the Democrat Party. You know, they're going to be so divided going into the 2020 election. We have to take advantage of that. They've done that to us in the past. We can do that to them. So it'll be an interesting journey for the next whatever months it is.
Yeah. Oh no, I think you're right. You mentioned the was it the third, the Sharice Davids?
Yes.
Seat.
Yeah.
Now that's an interesting. You know, there's a lot of certainly. You know, Russ Arbin Fox or whatever his name, the experts, quote unquote, who love to talk about Johnson County and say that Johnson County has gone. You know, a lot of them say it's not even purple. They just say it's now completely blue. I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think there was. I mean, you and I both knew Sam Brownback, and I have a tremendous respect for Sam, but I just think there was some fatigue there. I don't think Johnson County is as blue as some of the Democrats want it to be. Do you?
No, I don't think it's blue at all. I mean, it's still a Republican district. A lot of Republican legislators are elected there, plus on a local level. And that's one we absolutely can win back. We just have to have that right candidate. You know, I think the last election cycle, our incumbent, Kevin Yoder, did an absolutely good job campaigning. However, there's just a lot of unique things that were going on. It's a unique environment. And I think that's one. If we have the right candidate, we can win that one right back. Sharice Davis is going to have a voting record now. We've seen that she's kind of been a do-nothing person at this point. And, you know, she's even trying to get to the left of left.
Yeah, well, yeah, I just saw she was a huge advocate on that HB 5, the LGBT. And that's not reasonable legislation. That was way left legislation.
Yeah.
And some of the other stuff, you're right. She's been quiet, but she's also been AWOL in a lot of stuff.
And right. She hasn't been represented in Kansans and how we vote and what we expect out of a representative. So we will be able to win that one back.
So looking locally, I talked to him just this week. Jeff Longwell is going to come on. He just launched his bid. What are your thoughts here locally? I mean, I don't know. I know Marty Mork and there's a few others who've and he's asked to come on the show. We're going to try and have him on. But I think the mayor's race you're going to have. There's some, you know, I think the city council, you might have a few seats there. What are your thoughts locally?
Obviously they're nonpartisan races, but most people know where people stand on the issue.
Sure,
exactly.
They're nonpartisan.
When I was a chair of the Republican Party, we sent out mailers as Republicans to Republican voters trying to get them out to vote. But Mayor Longwell, I think, has ultimately done a good job for the city of Wichita. And you can see that by not being challenged by, very many, or I guess you could say more, A-list level candidates. I know Brandon Whipple, a Democrat representative, is going to challenge him.
That I think you're right. That says that there's no A-list level. I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
What you're going to see is you're going to see the community, both on a grassroots level, the business level, get behind Mayor Longwell to give him another term. I think he probably won't have much problem campaigning and winning. You got to do the nuts and bolts. You have to campaign. You can't take anything for granted.
So speaking of doing the nuts and bolts, I wanted to take a minute, if I could. We've talked a little bit in the past about the Kansas Republican GOP Men's Leadership Series, and I know that you're the chair of the Men's Leadership Series. Kind of tell us a little bit if there are any Republican men that want to get involved and want to either they want to run for office or want to get involved on a campaign or just be more involved in the Republican Party. The Men's Leadership Series is a great way to do that. What can they, tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. We started in 2011. This is going to be our ninth class. And we kind of copied it off of the Women's Leadership Series. So there's both the Women's and Men's Leadership Series, both kind of driving at the same goal. But what we're really looking for is that person that, sits there and watches, say, Fox News or has been a little bit involved in politics, but really wants to get more involved in politics. And maybe someday they want to run for office, whether that be local office or state office, or somebody that would like to jump on a campaign and get more involved. The Men's Leadership is about 20, 25 people. We travel throughout the state to have our meetings on different topics of whatever today's issues are, taxes, the economy, social issues, campaigning. And it's a five-month program. It's one Saturday each month. And it's really beneficial for those that want to network with other like-minded Republicans and learn from each other, the difference between the agricultural issues and rural and urban districts be able to take that knowledge and then implement it by, running for office or joining a campaign.
So if people are interested, I know the Kansas Men's Leadership Series has a Facebook page. Where else can they get information?
We do have a website, Men's. It's the initials of MLS, Men's Leadership Series, KS.GOP.
Perfect.
So MLSKS.GOP.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you for coming in tonight, giving us a little bit of insight on the party and 2020. I'm completely with you. So I think we'll be I think we're poised. I think we're situated well. And, Lord knows we're going to need activists. We need our folks to get out. We need them to get active, volunteer, donate, and get ready to door knock once we get ready.
It's all about turning out your voters.
I completely agree. When we get back, we'll be joined by Mark Meckler, opinion editor for The Daily Caller. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.